think that red, I never have seen that it made any difference. They, people think that. And I don't know. Argument's poor. I've watched it too many times. Yes. To feel that they have any sense of color.
No, the logic sounds conclusive. Did they raise oxen here or use oxen?
Drove one team. It was more just for the privilege of driving. My father bought a team of oxen from Matt, one of the new settlers that came in and plowed a lot of sod with him. He bought this team and we just had the fun of driving. We used them one summer just to drive them around and away. Not for particular use, but just to say that we've driven an ox team.
Were they very responsive?
Well, I suppose it had been very responsive. We'd known how to do it. We were just, we were greener than they were, using the names. My grandfather went to California in the gold rush with a team of oxen. And he had all the equipment there, so we had the equipment we could use it, and we used it on this team. And just as we were children, we had a lot of fun driving around. It's like a child now, it's fun driving a Shetland pony. As far as actually using them for beasts of burden, we didn't use them.
Do you have any special word for a calf whose mother has died?
Well, orphaned, and we just speak of as an orphaned calf. I expect you to speak the word maverick, but that's never been used up here. Maverick, in its true sense, is an animal that has been weaned off. Its mother may be 2 or 3 years old. It has no brand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't its Texas term. It came, maybe you've already checked this, name came from man's name. Maverick was a man that built up his herd on orphan cattle, you might say. That unbranded cattle he built up, and it got the name of Maverick from that. But it's never been used up here. It's just orphans. Because we've got enclosed pastures here, and any animals found in there belongs to that man. But it's an unbranded animal that has already left its mother. It's what the term Maverick meant.
And when a cow is going to give birth, what do you say she's going to do?
We speak of her as a springer.
She's going to spring? Or?
Well, I don't know how the word ever started, but any in the summer here, on shipping time, any animal that hasn't got a calf, we usually send them on the market, unless she's a springer, and that means that she's with calf in a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
She's with calf. That's she's far enough along that you can tell it, but it'd be spoken of as a springer.
Uh-huh. And let's see, to raise horses you have to have what? What animals?
Well, mares and the stallion. Yeah. Or stud, usually spoken of as a stud.
And an unbroken horse you'd call it?
Well, no, just what you have in mind there. A filly would be a young, unbred mare, and a gelding.
Well, I was thinking one that hadn't been broken to the side of
her. Yeah. Oh, we speak of Mustang. That's just a term. Mustang was a wild horse. Yeah, I expect that's the term we probably use, is Mustang. It doesn't really have any significance. Just unbroke horse is what you'd already, but to get your thought over would be an unbroke horse nowadays, but Mustang is more or less a slang term of a mean horse.
Mm-hmm. How about a spotted pony, one needs its white with a big
pintos
and a small jackass?
A burro, I suppose it's jackass, it'd be a, regardless of size, be a jack and burro. You know, a few terms I've ever heard of.